他是历代志，所以我们把这个作者呢，就叫他做历代志的作者。
We call him the chronicler because we don't know his name.
因为我们其实并不知道这个人真正的名字是什么。
He's encouraging faithfulness.
他在这整个历代志里面，他鼓励的是一个持守的信仰。
And he's addressing the people of Judah who have come back from the captivity.
他所述说这个故事的对象是那些被掳回来的犹太的那个民众。
And he teaches using the lessons from history, the tales of the kings.
他在这个艰难的时期，他就透过对历史的回顾犹大国王统治的那些教训，来教导他们怎么去在困难的时期持守你的信仰。
And our passage today, 2 Chronicles 20,
我们今天看的经节呢，是历代志下的二十章。
It deals with King Jehoshaphat.
这三十节里面讲的这个国王呢，是约沙法王。
And he reigned 873 to 849 BC in Judah.
他是在犹大国，他从公元前的873年到公元前的849年。
And in this section on Jehoshaphat, it actually goes from 17 to a little bit into 21.
他整一个他的人，他这个国王他的年岁，他是从公元前的七几到二几的。
There are three stories.
他这一段时间他一共有三个故事。
The first and the last are kind of bad examples from King Jehoshaphat.
这三个故事前一个和后一个呢，是他一个不好的反例。
And the middle example, the one we'll look at, is a positive example.
我们今天看的是中间的那个第二个的故事，这个故事呢是一个积极的例子。
So in the first story, Jehoshaphat aligns himself with the king of Israel.
这个约沙法王的第一个故事呢，讲的是他第一个反例，就是他跟以色列最邪恶的王的结盟。
It says that I can't even read it now because that one's messed up. He allied himself with Ahab by marriage. And it says that Ahab, king of Israel, asked Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, will you go with me against Ramoth-Gilead?
但这里就说到他与亚哈结亲，以色列王亚哈问犹大王的约沙法说，你肯同我去攻取基列的拉末吗？
And he says, Jehoshaphat replies,I am as you are, and my people as your people. We will join you in the war.
约沙法回答说，你我不分彼此，我的名与你的名一样，必与你同去征战。
The problem with this is Ahab was the most wicked king ever.
为什么这个结盟是不好的呢？因为这个亚哈在圣经里面记载是他是以色列最邪恶的王。
It is said of Ahab that he did more to provoke the Lord than any of the other kings of Israel.
圣经里面的原文记载是说亚哈他所行的惹耶和华以色列神的怒气，比他以前的以色列诸王更甚。
And if you've heard about the wicked woman Jezebel,
如果你看圣经里面还有一个很邪恶的女子的话，她的名字叫耶洗别。
He was her husband.
亚哈娶的这个妻子就是这里面说的这个耶洗别。
And he was under her influence.
所以他也有来自妻子的影响。
And the chronicler here emphasizes that Jehoshaphat aligned himself with this wicked king.
在这里面历代志这个作者就写到了约沙法王是与亚哈结亲的。
So how did this alliance turn out?
那这个结亲最后的结果是什么样的呢？
Well, they went to war.
他们一起去打仗。
And Ahab says, I don't want to look like a king out there, then they'll try to attack me.
然后亚哈就说了，我不想把自己打扮得跟国王一样，如果我打扮得跟国王一样，敌人一上来肯定就是先打我。
How about I dress like a peasant?
那干脆我就把自己打扮得跟个平民一样好了。
And then the enemies, when they came against them, they said,Let's just fight against the king.
当敌人他们去到战场上的时候，他们彼此之间说的就是我们去找那个国王，把那个王给打下来。
And leave all the peasants alone.
然后不用管其他的平民，我们先去打王。
So who was stuck looking like the king?
那最后在战场上面看上去跟国王一样的是谁呢？
Jehoshaphat.
就是约沙法，因为亚哈他把自己打扮跟平民一样。
So at the conclusion of this first story, what you have is Jehoshaphat crying out to God for his life.
所以在这第一个故事里面，他与亚哈的结盟的结果就是他要向神呼求他的生命。
And incidentally, an arrow just randomly shot in the air hits and kills King Ahab.
但是很意外的是，有一个箭呢，就是敌人很随意的就放了箭，那个箭去到天空之后掉下来，刚好掉在这个装神平民的亚哈王身上。
So this first alliance clearly didn't turn out well.
所以第一个结盟的结果并不好。
I'm going to skip the second one because we're going to spend a lot of time on that and go to the third example from Jehoshaphat.
因为我们等一下会很仔细的去看第二个故事，第二个结盟，所以我们现在我就先跳过第二个故事，去看第三个故事，就是刚刚说的另外一个不好的例子。
Once again, Jehoshaphat in his third story aligns himself with a wicked king of Israel.
第三个故事呢，说的是约沙法再一次和一个以色列邪恶的王结盟。
And this is at the end of chapter 20.
这是20章最后那里提到的。
It says, later Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, made an alliance with Ahaziah, king of Israel, who was guilty of wickedness.
第20章的35节最后说到，此后犹大王约沙法与以色列王亚哈谢交好，亚哈谢行恶太甚。
And their alliance was, they were going to work together to build some ships for trading.
他们当时结盟呢，是想要一起结盟合伙造船。
They're going to work together and get rich.
他们想要一起造船，然后就这些船就可以去贸易，然后两边两个国家一起变富有。
But the prophet warns him.
但是当时的先知就警告了约沙法。
It says, because you have made an alliance with Ahaziah, the Lord will destroy what you have made. The ships were wrecked, and they were not able to set sail to trade.
37节，因你与亚哈谢交好，耶和华必破坏你所造的。后来那船果然破坏，不能往他失去了。
So again, this third alliance did not turn out so swell.
所以你看这个第三次的结盟，并也是不好的结果。
So now we're going to look at our passage for today.
好，我们今天要看的是第二个故事，第二个故事就是我们今天要看的经节。
And what I'd like to do is have you guys read the passage. I'll prompt you.
我想要在这里做呢，就是会众们一起读那个经文，然后我会给你们提示。
And we're going to go about it in a number of sections, and I'll try to prompt you, and then I'll add some commentary in between.
然后大家每读一节的时候，我会给大家一点提示，然后在这其中呢，我也会加一些其中的一些评论。
And you can read in whichever language you prefer.
你可以用你自己喜好的语言来读。
So, together.
一起读。
After this, the Moabites and Ammonites, with some of the Menuhites, came to make war on Jehoshaphat. Some men came
to make war on Jehoshaphat.
A vast army came to Edom from the other side of the sea. It is already at Hazazon Tamar, that is, in Gedi. Alright, so here's some specifics.
好，现在我要给大家一些具体的了。You
see the map there?
你看到这上面的地图吧?
Judah is over here.
犹大是在左边的。And
you have Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir or Edom at the bottom there.
你就会看到东边亚摩、摩亚还有以东。And
these three armies have already gone south of the Dead Sea and are already up there in Gedi.
所以他们都已经过了那个死海，都现在全部在那个隐基地那个地方。So,
just to give you a perspective of where it's at, and we'll look at that more in more detail. I hope. Oh, sorry.
哦，等一下他会给你一个，等会会给大家一个更详细的地图。I
hope with these narratives that you get a clear mental picture of what's going on.
我希望大家在读这些经节、读这些描述的时候，大家能够脑海里面能自己的去。 想象一下这是一个什么样的情境。
Thank God for Google Earth, it makes it easy.
感谢主，我们现在有 Google Earth这个软件， 把所有的地理位置都可以帮我们给标清楚。
Okay, so together.
好，我们再一起读。
Alarmed, Jehoshaphat resolved to inquire of the Lord, and he proclaimed a fast for all Judah. The people of Judah came together to seek help from the Lord. Indeed, they came from every town to help seek him. Then Jehoshaphat stood up in the assembly of Judah and Jerusalem at the temple of the Lord in front of the new courtyard and said, so we're going to look at his prayer, right?
We'll等一下就会去看约沙法他的祷告。
And we're going to look at the structure of it specifically.
我们会特别的仔细去看这个祷告的结构。
The first part, what we have, is the who.
我们会看到这祷告第一段，这祷告第一部分讲到的是主体，讲到的是谁。
Jehoshaphat wants to make sure he clearly identifies who he is praying to.
约沙法在一开始就很清楚地说到他祷告的那个对象是谁。
So together.
我们一起读。 耶和华，我们列祖的神呐，你不是天上的神吗？你不是万邦万国的主宰吗？在你手中有大能大力，无人能抵挡你。
And then we have the what.
然后第二部分我们看到他祷告的那个事情是什么
？What God has done in the past？
啊，他祷告的是神在过去做了什么
？He says，
我们的神啊，
oh, our God,
你不是曾在你们以色列人面前驱逐这地的居民，将这地赐给你朋友亚伯拉罕的后裔永远为业吗
？And the next section is the description of Israel's faithfulness. They responded faithfully.
然后第三部分讲的就是信实的这个描述。
He says, they have lived in and have built in a sanctuary for your name, saying,
倘有祸患临到我们，或遭病、遭兵灾殃，或瘟疫、饥荒，我们在急难的时候站在你殿面前向你呼求，你必垂听而拯救，因为你的名在这殿里。
And this is the description of the disorientation.
第四部分的祷告是在描述他们犹太民的迷失。
Disorientation is in quotations because it comes from Walter Brueggemann.
迷失这个词在这幻灯片上面用那个双引号打出来了，这是因为这个词是另外一个作家他所用的词。
Orientation is when everything seems to be going right.
迷失的反义词呢，就是所有事情都是对的，所有事情都是有秩序的。
The righteous people are blessed.
公义的人受到祝福。
The wicked people are cursed.
邪恶的人得到应有的惩罚，这就是迷失的相对的词。
Disorientation is that time of life when things just do not make sense.
在这里，这个迷失的词呢，它指的是，就是你身边发生很多事情，并不像我们刚刚说的好人有好报，坏人有恶报这样子这样行下去的。
When the good guys are losing and you can't figure out, or the, yeah, the good guys are losing and you can't figure out why.
这个迷失的境况就是好人他打仗打输了，可是你不知道为什么他打仗打输了。
This is Jehoshaphat's description of that disorientation.
这就是约沙法在祷告里面所描述当时民众的迷失的情况。
So together,
我们一起读。
But now,
从前以色列人出埃及地的时候，你不容以色列人侵犯亚扪人、摩亚人和希尔山人。以色列人就离开他们，不灭绝他们。看哪，他们怎样报复我们，要来逐我们出离你的地，就是你赐给我们为业之地。
And then here is the request plea.
然后第五部分就是他在祷告里面对神的祈求。
Oh,
我们的神啊，你不惩罚他们吗？因为我们无力抵挡这来攻击我们的大军，我们也不知道怎样行，我们的眼目单仰望你。
We do not know what to do, but our eyes are upon you.
大家看最后一句，他这里怎么说呢？他这里说，我们也不知道怎样行，我们的眼目单仰望你。
Do you know what to do when you don't know what to do?
在你不知道要怎么办的时候，你知不知道你要怎么办？
Do you know what to do when you don't know what to do?
在你不知道要怎么做的时候，你知不知道你该做什么？
Yeah.This is a question that was posed to me while I was in Bible college.
在我读神学院的时候，这是一个放在我面前的问题。
First, we pray, right?
我们首先想要就是我们先要做的就是祷告嘛。
But we also look to the one who drafted the alliance.
但是我们也要去看那个写这个盟约的是谁。
Right? Do you know what to do when you don't know what to do?
所以我今天要问大家，当你不知道要怎么办的时候，你知不知道你该怎么办？
Verse 13.
我们看第十三节。
Together.
一起读。犹大众人和他们的婴孩、妻子、儿女都站在耶和华面前。
Says they stood there.
这里的描述就是他们站在耶和华面前。
I picture them out in the public square.
所以我想象的一个画面呢，就是他们站在一个公共的像广场一样的地方。
There's people of all ages.
然后所有年龄层的人都站在那里。
I picture the mothers holding the infants.
我想象的是母亲可能抱着他们的宝宝。
The fathers holding the hands of the older children.
父亲可能就牵着那些长大了的孩子们的手。
Wearing their funny looking little robes.
可能大家穿着不一样的那个袍子。
Sandals on their feet.
大家都穿着不一样的拖鞋。
Standing there.
他就站在那里。
Some looking up.
有的人可能是看着天。
Right.Some looking down,
有的可能是低着头
with their head bowed,
可能头低得很低
standing there waiting,
就站在那里等着
listening,
听着
waiting for a response from the Lord,
都在等那个来自神的回应
A heavy silence of desperation.
你看得到那古音的绝望透露出来的安静。
And that's when the prophet speaks.
也就是在那个时候，先知开始说话。
It's together.
我们一起读十四节。
那时，耶和华的灵在会中临到利未人亚撒的后裔，马探雅的玄孙。耶利的曾孙比拿雅的孙子撒加利亚的儿子亚哈西
他说犹大众人耶路撒冷居民和约沙法王你们请听耶和华对你们如此说
In the still silence, that's when God speaks.
在这么绝望的安静中神说话了
And this time he spoke very clearly through a prophet.
这次他说他是很清楚的透过先知说话
The prophet says,
他这么说，耶和华对你们如此说，
不要因为这大军
恐惧惊惶，因为胜败不在乎你们，乃在乎神。明日你们要下去迎敌，他们是从起司坡上来，你们必在那耶伊勒旷野前的谷口遇见他们。
So if you look here,
如果你再看幻灯片上面的地图
，one of these points, but I don't know which one it is.I'm going to guess that one. Nope. Oh, well. Okay, so you have Jerusalem, Bethlehem, Tekoa, and Hebron. These are the major cities.
So you can see on the east, you will see Jerusalem.
There we go.
Bethlehem, Tekoa, Hebron, these are the main cities.
And the wicked army is already here at En Gedi.
那邪恶大军呢是在隐基底，就是这个地图的右下角。
And the prophet gives very specific information.
先知给了非常详细的信息。
What he says is that they've already come around the sea. They're at here, and they're not going to. There's a major trade route that comes through here from En Gedi to Hebron, and then up that way.
他们，你看，他们已经过了死海，然后从隐基地到希伯伦到提科亚那里呢，有一个因为贸易走出来的那个道，那个大路，他们可以跟着那个大路一直去到希伯伦，再去到提科亚，一直打上去。
But the prophet says they're going to come up above the pass of Ziz, right through here, through Tekoa, and up that way.
但是先知告诉他们说，这个大军敌军呢会从隐基地从喜斯坡上来，然后跑去提科亚。
Are you familiar with the warning service by the government here?
我不知道大家对于这个美国政府发的那个警报系统就
Where they have color-coded ways of announcing how dangerous the threat is.
就是一般呢，你在美国政府呢，它是根据危险的程度给出不同的颜色的。
This would be the highest level, the red or whatever it is, the specific and credible threat.
如果是美国的话，遇到这样子的大军侵进的话，美国这个系统就会爆出红色的警报，因为这是一级的威胁。就这个，当时他们犹大国就面临这样一个顶级的威胁。
The prophet makes it very clear.
然后先知呢就说得很详细，就告诉他们敌人会怎么样上来，怎么打过来。
So here is a picture of from Tekoa looking eastward.
这个画面呢，就是如果你在提科阿的话，你往东看，你看到就是这样的形象。
And the pass of Ziz is right in here.
他指的那个地方呢，刚刚指的那个地方就是喜斯坡敌军要攻过来的方向。
So that wicked army has to zigzag up and come up over those hills toward Tekoa.
所以敌军呢就是走那个之字形走上那个坡，然后过来的。
This is another one from Google Earth.
这又是另外在那个谷歌地球软件上面找到的图片。
And it says that you're going to meet them in that valley, and you could see this big, huge valley right here.
这里说到他们必在。耶伊勒旷野前的谷口遇见他们的敌军，这就是他们要遇见敌军的那个地方。
Again, a specific and credible threat.
所以，如果你想象的话，它这个危险系数是十分高的。
But the prophet also says, and we'll read it together.
但是，先知也说到，我们一起读十七节。犹大和耶路撒冷人呐、啊，这次你们不要征战，要摆阵站着，看耶和华为你们施行拯救，不要恐惧，也不要惊惶。明日当出去迎敌，因为耶和华与你们同在。
The Lord will be with you.
耶和华与你们同在。
That is the apex of this story.
这其实是整一个故事里面的精华。
The key words through this whole, or the key theme throughout this whole passage is who is with who.
这三十节，这三十节里面讲的这个故事，其实它整个主题就是谁与谁同在。
And it says the Lord will be with Jehoshaphat.
这里原文说的是耶和华与你们同在。
So we're going to look at a few of the marks, signs of a healthy alliance, and then we'll get back to our story.
所以在这里呢，我想先插播讲一讲与神健康结盟的六个迹象。等一下我们再会回到那个故事的结尾。
First, God initiates and keeps the alliance.
首先是神主动发起并保持这个结盟的。
God's the one that started this.
是神主动发起了这样的盟约。
He made the covenant with Israel.
是他与以色列立约。
With David and his descendants.
与大卫和他的后裔立约。
And now also Jehoshaphat.
所以他现在也和这个约沙法立约。
And here it says that the Lord will be with Jehoshaphat.
然后在这里说耶和华与约沙法同在。
God initiates the covenant, but he also keeps the covenant.
神会发起这样的盟约，他也会保持这样的盟约。
Jehoshaphat had been unfaithful, hadn't he?
其实约沙法在过去有好几次情况下，他都对神不忠。
With his alliance to the wicked people.
比如说他跟邪恶的以色列王结盟。
But God is faithful.
但是神是永远都是非常忠实于这个盟约的。
He initiates and keeps the alliance.
他主动发起并保持这样的结盟。
The second sign of a healthy alliance with God.
第二个迹象呢？
Is that the vassal seeks guidance and protection from the Lord.
就是这样，诸侯要来寻求来自神的引领和保护。
And the reason that we have this passage today is I was reading through it.
我们今天之所以要看这个故事的原因呢，就是因为我在读故事的时候。
And it said Jehoshaphat resolved to inquire of the Lord.
第三节原文说的是约沙法定义寻求耶和华。
I thought that's strange.
我就觉得很好奇，我说这个描述有点奇怪。
Why didn't it just say that he inquired of the Lord?
为什么原文不直接说约沙法寻求耶和华？
And as I was pondering the word resolved, I was, oh, this is the one I'm going to use for New Year's because of resolutions.
我就你没有看到这里面作者特别加了一个词定义，我就觉得这个词加的非常好，我也要把这个词作为我新年决议的一个决议。
The idea of resolve, setting yourself to something.
定义这个意思就是把你的心念意志定在一件事情上面。
This is not one of those quick prayers.
所以如果你不是定义的去祷告的话，你的祷告呢就是很快的一次过的。
This is not, dear Lord Jesus, please get me out of this mess and I promise I'll never do it again.
如果你不去定义做祷告的话，你的祷告可能就是，亲爱的主耶稣啊，请你把我带出这个险境，我保证我再也不会这么做了。
This is a resolution to seek God.
但是约瑟法在这里做了一个定义，寻求这么样的一个行为。
Jonathan Edwards is a Puritan preacher.
Jonathan Edwards, 他是一个很出名的布道家。
And he has a huge list of lifelong resolutions that he had made.
他自己呢，他写了一个很长的一个像文章一样的，他里面就列出了他所有他要做的终身的决议。
I have condensed some of them.
我就把他其中的一些决议呢，就大概简略的想跟大家说一说有哪一些。
Or you could say paraphrased.
我就把那个，因为他决议很长，我就把它缩减了，短短的来说。
So Jonathan Edwards says.He is resolved to improve every opportunity to cast my soul upon the Lord Jesus Christ.
Jonathan Edwards 这个人呢，他就说我要定义的改进每一个机会来定睛我的灵魂于耶稣。
That is an exemplary resolution.
这样的一个决议实在是非常优秀的一个决议。
Another resolution from Jonathan Edwards.
他还有另外一个决议。
Resolved to strive to my utmost every week to be brought higher in religion, his experiences with God, and to a higher exercise of grace.
定义努力每周都在信仰里达到更高的高度，在恩典里有更高的实践。
What are your resolutions for this new year?
那么就想问一下大家，你们的新年决议是什么？
Do you have spiritual goals?
大家在灵命上面有没有一个目标？
Have you resolved to be a better person by the end of the year or by the end of the week? Or
大家有没有定义的想说我要在一个礼拜之后或者在一年之后我要成为更好的人？
What are your resolutions?
大家的新年决议是什么呢？
Jehoshaphat resolved to inquire of the Lord.
约沙法他的决议呢, 是要去寻求神。
And he inquired of the Lord through praying and fasting.
他透过禁食和祷告去寻求神。
Andrew Murray, I don't know how to explain who he is, but he's a great prayerer.
Andrew Murray 是一个很会祷告的人。
He gives us an idea what prayer and fasting is.
他大概就跟我们讲了祷告和禁食到底是怎么一回事。
He says that prayer is the reaching out for the unseen.
这个Andrew Murray他说, 祷告就是你想要伸手去够及那些看不见的。
Prayer is that grasping for the things of God.
祷告其实就是你要抓住神这样一个想法。
Fasting, on the other hand,
禁食呢?
Is letting go of the things that distract us.
就是将你能看见的去放手。
The letting go of what is seen.
放开那些我们能看见的东西。
How many of you have resolved to pray?
有多少时候大家定义祷告的时候呢?
And the first thing that comes into your mind is this.
第一个想法跑到你们定义祷告的那里面的呢?
What's for lunch?
是中餐吃什么?
Right? What are your distractions?
对我们每个人扰乱的事物是什么?
As I was thinking about this message even this morning, and while Pastor was doing the announcements in prayer,
就在今天早上, 牧师在台上做祷告的时候,
I had just gone over this section again, and I was thinking, man, distractions.
我就看着我自己的讲稿, 我就说, 天哪, 纷扰真的是有很多的。
And as soon as Pastor starts praying, you know where my mind went?
你知道当牧师开始祷告的时候, 我的心思意念跑到哪去了吗?
The list of to-dos in my pocket or over there on my seat.
我又开始想伸手去拿我的口袋里面那个我这周要做的那个事项。
So he says something like, Dear Lord Jesus.
所以牧师开始说, 亲爱的主啊,
and I immediately think, oh man, what do I got to do next?
我脑海里面想的就是我下一个要做的是什么呢?
Our fasting is a letting go, it's an assault on those distractions.
所以我们禁食就是对那种扰乱我们信仰事物的一个定义的进攻。
It's saying no to those intentionally and in advance.
就是我们在扰乱来到我们这里之前，而且我们就已经有这样的意识，对那些扰乱我们的事物去说不。
What are your distractions?
那么今天扰乱我们个人的事物又是什么呢?
People fast from all sorts of things.
其实大家不一定就只是单单进食，大家进很多种各种不同东西。
You could fast from Facebook.
有人进 Facebook 社交网络。
YouTube.
有人进 YouTube 网络视频。
I don't know how to say it. Is it Weibo?
微博。
Yeah.
有人进微博。
Yeah. What are the other ones? The WeChat?
有人进微信。
People can fast from sex.
也有人禁欲。
Right? Paul in Corinthians says that.
保罗在哥林多前书里面就有提到禁欲。
Oh, from desserts.
也有人禁甜食。
From shopping.
禁买东西。
Right? What are our distractions? Those are the things that we can fast from.
那我们今天我们禁的是什么呢?
At the same time, Paul gives us a very clear warning about rules and about fasting.
但是与此同时，保罗在他的书信里面也给我们很多就是有关于禁食的警告。A
bunch of rules will not do anything for us.
他说了一堆有关禁食的规条对我们其实并无益处。If
we just make it, oh, I'm not going to do this ever, then it won't work. It does nothing to restrain sensual indulgence.
因为你这一堆的规条，你并不能停止你心里面的那种堕落。
The only way that it works is if you are doing that grabbing as well.
唯一能做到，唯一这个事情能够生效的就是你能够紧紧的抓住神，你有这样一个想法在那里。
When we intentionally set our mind on the things above.
就是我们是自己非常有意识的知道我们要转移那个注意力去定睛看神。
So this is seeking God.
这就是为什么你去寻求神。
Being enthralled by Jesus.
Oh, 被完完全全因着耶稣而着迷。
And seeking God is also to say no to the things of this world.
所以你要去寻求神的时候，与此同时，你也要对世俗的很多事情去说不。
So what does Jehoshaphat seek from God this time?
那么这次约沙法他要从神那里寻求的是什么呢?
Well, he's seeking guidance and protection, right?
他寻求来自神的引领和保护呀。
In a healthy alliance with God, people go to go to God with their problems.
如果神和人有健康的结盟的话, 人通常都是会带着自己的问题去到神那里。
Poorly chosen alliances are different.
但是如果你选择那种不好的结盟的话, 那个结果是反过来的。
Yeah, let me back up a little bit. There are two unhealthy alternatives.
除了与神结盟之外, 你还有另外两种不健康的选择的结盟方式。
Right, the healthy is having a good alliance with God.
健康的结盟就是你去和神结盟。
And then there are two alternatives to that.
另外两边不好的那个呢, 就是另外他等下要说的两种。
The first one is those unhealthy alliances like Jehoshaphat's first one.
第一种反面的结盟例子呢, 就是刚开始我们说的约沙法与以色列邪恶的王的结盟。
For us, this is when we go to an ungodly source.
举个例子, 我们平时可能会寻求一些并不是很好的人的帮助。
When we go to someone for some serious worldview issues that do not believe in the Bible.
就是我们说那些不太好的，就是他们其实根本不信圣经、不信主，但是我们去寻求他们的帮助。
In other words, I'm not saying go throw all the secular textbooks out of the way.
所以我不是要叫你扔掉所有世俗的书籍。
But do we go to astrology for dating advice?
但举个例子, 你会去看星座的书籍来寻找约会的建议吗?
Do we look to rocks, special crystals, or this or that for strength and courage?
你会去买那些所谓的水晶石戴上去寻求你的力量和勇气吗?
Do we listen to ungodly counsel from ungodly friends?
我们会不会去听不圣洁朋友的建议?
How many divorces start like this?
你知道有多少的离婚是这么样开始的吗?
So that's one unhealthy alternative.
所以刚刚说的就是其中的一种不健康的结盟的方式。
The other unhealthy alternative is just to ignore it.
另外一种不健康的处理的方式呢，就是直接忽略现实。
To avoid conflicts.
去躲避冲突。
Or just to make concessions about it.
做出让步。
So what would have happened if Jehoshaphat, when he marched out, he brought a little white flag and said, No, I give up, I give up.
如果约沙法拿着那个白旗去到战场说,好吧,好吧,我投降。
You could have the eastern, or yeah, you could have the whole eastern portion of Judah.
你可以占领犹大东区的区域。
No, that's not okay.
这会发生什么样的事情呢? 这也不是会发生好事情啊。
What would have happened if he had ignored the warning?
如果约沙法忽略所有的警告呢?
Yeah, they would have came in and destroyed Judah.
那么敌军就会完全的进入到犹大的境域，把整个犹大国给歼灭。We
face conflicts all the time.
我们其实经常都要面对很多的冲突。We
have deadlines at work and quotas.
我们学校工作的地方可能有截止日期，我们还有工作的配额。We
have coworkers or students and friends that are just—it's impossible to work with them.
我们就有很多同事、同学、同龄人等等，觉得根本没有办法跟他们合作。
Do you know anyone who handles these in an unhealthy manner?
你认不认识有些有哪些人，他们是很不健康在处理这些事情的？
Some examples.
给你们举个例子吧。
When somebody comes home from work and they're all frustrated.
比如说，有的人他们回到家，因为工作的关系，他们非常的沮丧。
And they just plop on the couch, grab the remote. Start clicking.
他们直接躺在沙发上，拿起遥控器就打开电视。
Ignoring the problem.
直接把他的问题扫到一边去。
They didn't seek God about it.
他们并没有去寻求神。
Okay, others they just pour themselves a big glass of wine.
另外一种处理的方式呢，有的人就会给自己倒一大杯红酒。
Some people say, "Forget it, I'm just going shopping."
另外一些人呢，他可能会说，算了，我不管了，我就自己去买东西，买爽就好了。
In a healthy alliance with God, we go straight to God with our issues.
如果你和神有健康的结盟的话, 你会直接去到神的面前把你自己的问题带给他。
We listen to Him for strategies about how to deal with our family members, our co-workers, our friends.
我们会寻求从他而来的谋略，去寻求从他而来的智慧, 知道怎么样去跟同事、同学、家人去相处。
And I would argue from this passage that God gives very specific advice, answers.
而且看完这章里面讲的故事，我也会觉得神很多时候会给出很详细的谋略，告诉我们该怎么办。
So let's get back to our story and learn more from Jehoshaphat's positive example.
让我们再去看看故事的第二段，就是结尾的部分，去看约沙法他最后这个结局是什么样的。
So together.
一起读十八节。约沙法就面伏于地，犹大众人和耶路撒冷的居民也俯伏在耶和华面前，叩拜耶和华。哥辖族和可拉族的利未人都起来，用极大的声音赞美耶和华以色列的神。
Again.
一起二十。
Early in the morning, they left the desert of Tekoa. As they set out, Jehoshaphat stood and said,
"Listen to me, Judah and Israel. Have faith in the Lord your God, and you will be upheld. Have faith in His prophet, and you will be successful." After consulting,
Jehoshaphat not only sought God, but he trusted God. God says, "Go," and that Judah would not even have to fight.
神说去吧，犹大甚至都不需要参与征战。
And Jehoshaphat demonstrated his trust through obedience.
约沙法就按照指示的去到沙场，展现他对主的信靠。
Right, he goes out there and marches just like he's told.
他就按照指示的列队去到战场那里。
But note who he puts in the front of his army.
但是你知道他在他的军队里面放在第一排的是什么人吗？
Does he get the best armored guys with the biggest spears? Does he get his best swordsmen out up front? No.
都没有。
He puts the worship team up front.
他带着一队敬拜的人放到了在军队的第一排。
Imagine that, President Obama.
Okay, 给大家一个例子。比方说现在。
Say he declares war on ISIS.
美国的奥巴马总统要跟 ISIS 打仗，宣战。
He says, "Oh man, who am I going to get to go up on the front line?"
那么他就要想，我前线要放什么样的人？
And he gets Caleb, and he gets Owie, and he gets Addison, and say the stream of praise people.
那他就放赞美之泉 Caleb, Owie 一些 Addison 他们唱歌人放在那个前线那里。
He says, "Get your guitars."
然后说带上你们的琴弦。
We're going out to war.
我们要去打仗了。
It sounds unreasonable.
这整个听起来就觉得说怎么可能会这个样子
？But it absolutely is not.
听起来不合理，但恰恰就是这样子的。
I want to read this because I want to say it very precisely.
我想要把这段读出来，因为我想要一字不漏的把它说出来。
Sometimes faith sounds unreasonable.
有的时候信仰听起来是比较不合理的。
But if we consider in our reasoning the terms and the condition of our alliance that God gave us, the Almighty God gave us,
但如果把全能神与我们结盟的条款和期限都放在我们的理性里面仔细的去斟酌
If we consider this in our reasoning, it would be unreasonable to go about life any other way.
那么你斟酌过之后你就会发现让你的生命不服从神是更不合理的
A healthy alliance with God is marked by trust in God.
与神健康结盟的特征就是你信靠他
And that is demonstrated in obedience.
而且这样的信靠是透过顺服展现出来的。
I'm sure God feels like a parent sometimes.
我很确信的就是，神很多时候他可能觉得自己就是一个父母一样。
Parents are all the time are warning their kids of dangerous things.
有多少父母是时时要去警告自己的孩子，什么东西很危险，你不能碰的
？I don't know how many times I tell the kids, "Quit playing on the chairs."
我很多时候跟我的孩子们说，你们不要在凳子上面玩了。
They ignore me. They don't trust me.
他们不管我，他们不理我。
Within a minute, one of them is crying on the floor.
然后不到一分钟，肯定有个孩子会开始在地面上面哭。
We demonstrate our trust through obedience.
我们展现我们的信任是透过顺服的。
And now back to Jehoshaphat.
然后我们来看看第二十二节故事，回到故事情节里面。
Together.
一起读，众人当唱歌赞美的时候，耶和华就派兵击杀那来攻击犹大人的亚门人、摩亚人和希尔山人，他们就被打败了。因为亚门人和摩亚人起来击杀希尔山的人，将他们灭尽住希尔山的人之后，他们又彼此自相击杀。
A couple more，
接下去读几节。
When the men of Judah came to the place that overlooked the desert, and it looked toward the vast army, they saw only dead bodies lying on the ground. No one had escaped. And oh, there it goes. Then, led by Jehoshaphat, all the men of Judah and Jerusalem returned joyfully to Jerusalem, for the Lord had given them cause to rejoice over their enemies. They entered Jerusalem and went to the temple of the Lord to part lute and trumpet. The fear of the Lord came on all the kingdoms of the countries when they had heard how the Lord had fought against them in the Israel. And the kingdom of Jehoshaphat was at peace, for God had given him rest on every side. Okay, so a few more points here.
然后还有几点我想, 提醒大家的。
The other mark of a healthy alliance is praise.
第四个健康结盟的迹象就是赞美。
Not just plunder.
不只是收取。
The prosperity gospel movement has got it all wrong.
如果大家对那个成功神学熟悉的话，你就会知道，在成功神学里面，他们这个赞美和收取的这个关系是跟我们这里看的是不一样的。
I'm going to go back here and show you this. Right there. Okay.
我们看到第26节这里。
It says Baraka praised and Baraka.
这里说比拉加谷就是称颂之地的意思。
All three of those words are the same word in Hebrew.
如果你去看希伯来文的话，你就会发现比拉加谷和称颂比拉加这几个都是同一个词。If
I translated this quite literally, it would read like this.
如果把这整一个经文用希伯来文字面的翻译来说的话，我给大家读一下是什么出来的。They
assembled in the valley of blessings.
他们聚集在称颂之谷。For
they blessed the Lord.
来称颂神的名。Therefore,
for that reason. The name,
因此，因着这样的原因,
the name of that place is the Valley of Blessing.
这个地方的名字就叫做称颂之谷。
They're sitting there next to a huge pile of stuff.
他们坐在一大堆战利品的旁边。
Plunder goods.
他们收取战利品。
If it were today, it might be cell phones and laptops and these things, tablets.
如果你在今天的，如果你把这个战利品放到今天的历史背景来看，这堆战利品可能对于我们来说就是各种苹果电脑、手机等等的。Instead
of horses and camels, they would have been BMWs and Audis.
在过去可能他们收取的那个战利品是驴子、马等等，但是今天你换过来看，你可能收取的是宝马、奥迪等豪车。And
they look at all this stuff and they said, "We are blessed."
他们看这么多收取来的战利品，他们说：“哇，我们真是很蒙福的。”No,
that's not what happened.
但其实并不是因为他们看到这些战利品，觉得说我们要称颂神。They
had all this stuff, but the blessing itself was the praise to God.
他们的确是有这堆战利品，但是他们称颂的原因，就是因为神是配得称颂，他们在那里去称颂神。The
pile is there, and the people are praising. But the praise is the blessing, not the stuff.
这里是有一堆战利品，民众是在称颂，但是他们称颂，这个称颂是去到神那里的，不是称颂这堆战利品的。A
healthy alliance with God is also marked by victory.
与神健康结盟的迹象还有一个就是得胜，胜利。We
are more than conquerors through Him who loved us.
在爱我们的主里面，我们每个人都是得胜者。The
emphasis in this passage has been obviously on the work of God, not Jehoshaphat. It said that the Lord had set the ambushes. The Lord gave them reason to rejoice. God fought against the enemies. And God gave them rest. It's the work of God.
所以你看见这所有的功都是神在做。
But at the same time, notice how Jehoshaphat's praise came before the victory.
但是大家要看到的是，约沙法在这个故事里面，他的赞美是在得胜之先的。
And then finally,
最后一个迹象,
a witness.
做见证。
A healthy alliance with God is marked by being a witness to God's greatness.
与神结盟的一个另外最后一个健康的特征就是为神的伟大去做这样的见证。
News spreads about what God does.
用言语去传颂神为我们去传颂神的功。
What are you looking for in this new year?
在今年新的一年里面你要展望的是什么?
Again, what are your resolutions?
你的新年决议是什么?
I want more victory.
我想要看见更多的得胜。
I want deeper worship.
我想要看到更深入人心的敬拜。
I want to be stirred in my heart more.
我想要让我的心里面有更多主亲自来做工。
I want to be nearer to God by the end of this year than I am today.
我希望在2016年的最后一天，我在属灵里面与神更进一步。
So for that reason, I'm seeking the Lord.
所以因此，我也是在寻求神。
Join me in minimizing our distractions.
我也希望各位能够加入我一起，去减少那些对于我们产生纷扰的事物。
Consider a fast.
去考虑要不要禁食。
Consider setting some resolutions and some spiritual goals for this year.
去考虑做一些新年决议，去为自己设立一些属灵的目标。
I have some, and I ask that you would join with me.
我的确有这样的目标，我也希望各位能一起加入我，一起这么做。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father God, you are worth so much more than anything on earth.
主啊，你是配得这世界上，你是比世界上任何的事物更加配得赞美的。
It is better to be with you than anywhere else.
与你在一起才是最好的相处。
God, show us how to seek you out this year.
主啊，在新年之际，请你指引我们怎么样去更好的寻求你。
We pray that you would stir our hearts to make godly resolutions.
我们也请你亲自来我们心里面做工，帮助我们去做下那些敬虔的新年的决议。
Protect us from a bunch of man-made rules.
保守我们不要被人所立定的规条所纷扰。
God, we just pray that we would partner with what you're doing in our lives.
主啊，我们祷告，我们真的是可以与你同工。
That we would experience more victories.
我们能够与你一起经历更多的得胜。
That our praise would be more meaningful.
我们的赞美可以更有意义。
And that we would be a greater witness to you.
我们也可以成为更好的见，为你成为更好的见证人。
For the sake of Jesus' name, Amen.
我们靠着主的名祷告祈求， Amen.